Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
I am back. I don't know about you. Joe Mateen, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I just, 5563, yeah, that's what I said. I know, speak English, right? Do appreciate you spending, hey, listen, you know, we've been hearing bits and pieces about the speech all night last night. And I just got to have some fun with it. I mean, really, every one of those people that wrote it been vaccinated twice, right? They all got masks on. Why? I mean, a room that big, is that really a large crowd? Isn't the Congress supposed to be a group of gorillas or something like that? I don't know, group of monkeys or whatever. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being involved, being engaged, being part of. And I do want you to be part of, you know that. But you gotta listen. You gotta respond. Head up to the website, realside.com. Now, if you want text alerts as opposed to text, I'm not a text message guy. I mean, I'm not a email guy. I gotta get enough of them already. Don't need more. You know? But you can sign up for emails at the website. You also can just go for the text message. Text alerts, I'm sorry. So text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. Anyway, Alfonso Rachel is going to join me right after the break. Got a lot of stuff I want to talk about with him. Especially when it comes to some of the things that we're doing, that the, you know, Christian slash godly people are doing, that have got me totally lost. You know? So the loving left, you know, when I start that way, what's going to happen, right? You know, he told you what hypocrites they are, that the rules don't apply to them. They're really not interested in carrying it through like they want us to, if you would. And, you know, when you look at what they're putting out there, Tim Scott came and gave a rebuttal last night. Now, I want you to think about this. Here's a black man that has got a great story about his family. I mean, and when I say that, it's no different than saying, you know, he's an Italian guy or an Irish guy or whatever, you know, his family came over and what have you. But he's got a great, great story in this systemically racist country. What do you say? He said from slave to senator in one generation or something along those lines. You know, I was looking today, I was looking through my paperwork today, going through some of the historical things that I keep around. And you know, and Zoe is always right when he says, so we need to put it back in their laps. We need to make it so they see we never let them get away from what it is that they actually did wrong that they're trying to put on us. And they made a big deal, God, back in 1993. They made a big deal of the fact that they had elected the first black Democrat senator, the Democrats, right? Look at us. Look what we're doing. Look how progressive we is. They keep, you know, and the Republicans never talk about their past, their history. We were a little odd because we did ours back when it was, well, was it the fad, right? I mean, we had the first black Republican senator in 1870. But, oh, you know, we blew it. We had an opportunity. We blew it. Because it was a he. Wasn't a she. And the he didn't identify as a she. And it really was a he. It wasn't a she identifying as a he. So, yeah, we had an opportunity. We screwed up big. Look at that, you know? Cruz came out last night and said, look, Tim Scott, you know, he's being told by others on the left, sit down, shut up, and obey. Sincerely. Because think about something. He doesn't toe their line. He doesn't do and follow the rules that they have laid out. So he's useless. To them, anyway. And you may not be in love with him. I know some people don't think he's as strong as he could be. I think he's fine. You know what I'm saying? I mean, nobody's going to live up to my expectations. Nobody is going to be 100% up on my expectations of them. Now, Ted Cruz was on a show earlier on Thursday. He said conservative minorities like Tim Scott make the left nuts because they won't sit down and shut up. He says, I think it's disgusting. I do. You know, you've heard me say on a show before without prompting from Ted or anybody else. They seem to find it. They seem to get woke when they're pushed into being woke. Hollywood. Remember all the noise around? There weren't enough black producers, black directors, black actors. And somehow, I didn't catch that memo. And even when I watched movies, I didn't catch that memo. And I was saying before, the only one that had the guts to say anything, Tyler Perry, who I don't want to hold him on a pedestal. He's got his issues. And look at the garbage he took because he said he's not going to hate. There's not going to be hate. He's not going to hate somebody because they're a cop. He's not going to hate somebody because they're white. And woke Hollywood decided that we can't have that. Can't have a man with that kind of money, that kind of influence talking like that. They tried to beat him up online. And I'm sure as he was sitting there on the couch, you know, ruffling through his millions of dollars like he really cared. Cruz said, I think it's disgusting. I think Tim gave a fantastic speech. He's a good friend. He understands the miracle of opportunity that is America, as do I, as do many of my family. There's no nation in the history of the world that has enabled so many people, to start with nothing and achieve the American dream. And, you know, people like Whoopi Goldberg and like, guess what? They all came up from nothing. Joe Mazzini, your host, this is The Real Side of GCN Live. Be back in a minute, but before you'll miss it, you'll miss out on the fun. We'll be right back.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us.
That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. And then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces. It's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Couple of nitwits.
We had our opportunity. All right, hold on. Go ahead.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. You know, always lively, always spirited, and I mean that in a positive way. But I love when I have my guest. I actually not a guest. He's almost like a co-host for that first hour when he comes on with me. Alfonso Rachel, we lovingly refer to him as Zoe. He's the host of the Zopian Den, Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study, and the Zoloft. And one more thing, but we're not going to tell you about it this week. Maybe next week.
Oh, the cliffhanger, man.
So, yeah.
Keep me in suspense.
So, like, get some pictures of the man. We'll see what happens.
Oh, okay, okay.
Hey, you got any like, that 70s shaft look thing going on? You know, three-piece suit. You know what I'm talking about? Polyester shirt. Silk shirt.
Yeah, clear that up, man, because for a second, that sounded kind of weird. Yeah, as soon as I get some pictures from him, I was like, hey, man.
I want to see with them bell bottoms on, you know. I mean, somebody always teases me that they're going to put up pictures of me with a three-piece suit on from the 70s. Leisure suit, you know, with the
Hey, Bell Bottoms are the bomb, man. And yeah. Thank you, Joe, for vouching for that, man, because my wife gets mad when I wear bottoms. She knows she loves them.
You got the big shoes, too, like those Cloudhopper shoes that you had to
put on, right? That's right, man.
Okay.
Heck yeah. Stomp the arm.
Your wife, if she's listening, tell her to send me some pictures. You know what I'm saying? I want to see you out on the dance floor doing the thing.
That's right.
I think we could. Wow. I'd probably make a million doing that on YouTube. So, well, listen, a new term. I know what it means. But last night, apparently, by Tim Scott stepping forward and speaking in conservative ways, he is now an Uncle Tim. I haven't had a chance to flush that out yet, find out exactly what that means, but I think I know. And
Uncle
it
Tim
got
Scott.
So bad that Twitter and the rest of them refused to allow it as of today. They let it run all night long, you know, good people. But he's an Uncle Tim. I don't know. I'm trying to work that out in my head.
Yeah, you know, as you know, Joe, I've been saying this for a while, and we can give the Democrats an opportunity to expose themselves, you know, to show their true colors. But it's one of those things where the Democrats are always doing this. They're always doing this. And this will kind of go over by the wayside. You know, their hypocrisy will be shown to go over by the wayside. Now, the reason why this doesn't work is because, as I keep trying to tell conservatives, do not deny that there's racism. Do not deny that there's white privilege. Do not deny the systemic racism that's in our country and white supremacy. Don't deny it. But unfortunately, this is the knee-jerk reaction of too many conservatives. Let's shuffle out the black guy to make apologies for us and tell people that there's no racism and there's no white privilege and there's no systemic racism and stuff like that. I'm like, don't do that. When you do that, you just gave the Democrats a pass. There is systemic racism. There Yep. is white privilege. There has been apartheid. It was all instituted by the Democrat Party. The nation is still sorely bitter over the racist policies that Democrats have put in from years ago, and they're still bitter about it now. And Democrats are still nefariously doing it today, subversive manner. Yep. But now it's becoming more overt. But when you have these black conservatives going out there saying there's no systemic racism, this invites tokenism. That's why they say, well, you just got some token Negroes in the Republican Party who go out there and make apologies for you. And I'm like, Republicans, you might want to stop doing that. And, you know, because you're just giving the Democrats a free pass to do what it is. And now, the response to Uncle Tim, with their Uncle Tim response, people are going to take that as a Freudian slip. But this Uncle Tim response that they're putting out there is total proof of it. Look at the epithets that they're coming at him with, yep. right? So the sellout, the Uncle Toms, the House Negro. It's like, yeah, you see where all the bigotry is coming from? That's what I've been trying to tell you. There is racism. It's still out there. And it's mostly perpetuated, not even mostly, pretty much solidly perpetuated by the Democrat Party.
Well, I'd love to see, if you think about how many blacks there are in Congress as a whole, and, you know, the majority of them are Democrats, the vast majority are Democrats. I was thinking to myself last night as I was listening to this, I'm saying, I don't know of it. Now, look, sure, we have some racists in the Republican Party, no question about it, but we're not out there making the comments. How many times do we make the comments about a black congressman that they make? I mean, look at what was going on in, what was it, Baltimore, right? And we know the guy couldn't even find the place. Forgot what was his name, the fellow that passed away. I mean, he could never even find his place there when he went back.
Was it Lewis? Lewis, yeah, right? Was it Lewis?
No, about, one.
But I know what you mean. Because he got mad because Trump called it what, rat infested?
Well, yeah, right. I mean, you're walking the streets, the place is boarded up, right? And it's not one block, it's multiple blocks. Mm-hmm. And when they take him down there, if you paid attention, if you had two brain cells to rub together, they're pointing him in directions because he hadn't been there in so long. He didn't even know that was his district. Okay? So you have to sit there and say to yourself, my God, look at these people. But we don't, even then, even with all what was going down, we don't make comments like that, right?
No, it's definitely a drop in the bucket. It does happen. I mean, sometimes I see, you know, some comments that it's like, oh, man, it's like this. We don't need that kind of stuff. But actually, I think what disappoints me more, though, Joe, is that it's a lot of time that stuff like kind of goes unchecked. Like I'll see every once in a while, these, I guess, alt-right, whichever kind of people, and they'll drop racial epithets and stuff like that. Yeah. And that's bad, But when people let it go unchecked, I'm like, dude, call this out. Let them know that, hey, man, we don't need this. We already got enough problems with Democrats trying to make us out to be something that we're not. We don't need you helping us along. At least give it a flipping thumbs down. But a lot of times conservatives, their answer is just ignore these people. It's like that's like saying ignore an infection. Right. It's going to spread. It's going to cause big problems for you. And if we can't even handle those little things in our own camp, what makes us think that we can handle the big task of taking our country back? You know, it's like, got to do a little house cleanup.
I'm with you. I was joking in the first segment. I don't know if you caught it, but I said the Democrats, they elected their first Democrat senator in 1993. And I said, you know, the Republicans did their first black Republican senator in 1870 when I'm sure it wasn't in vogue. I'm not sure because I wasn't around then. But from what I mean, it wasn't really in vogue at the time. So anyway, the long, but where we blew it was, see, they elected a female senator.
Ladies first. I mean, come on.
Right? I said, but, you know, he may have been a female that just identified as a male. I don't know. You know, and went around then. So anyway. We really don't know. Maybe that's what we should do. We should play with history like they do, and we should say that he exactly. It was a she. It was the first transgender black Republican back in the 1870s. What are they going to tell us? No? They're going to call him out? Really?
Right. You know, and sadly, I mean, man, these are the days where we actually, that's like a strategy that we have to think actually seriously about. Do we have to do that now?
You know, I've always said, though, in a more honorable way, we really do need to work the way they do. We need to call it out, show it, not give up on these things when they actually make a bad turn. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Mazzini, your host. This is The Real Side. Don't go far.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden held a drive-in rally in Duluth, Georgia. One topic was the pandemic.
We lost over 550,000 Americans. Well, we delivered over 220 million COVID shots in the first 100 days. We vastly expanded access. We got 100 million doses of vaccine, enough for every single American.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell said the cost of the plan is too high.
These proposals are wildly out of proportion to what the country needs at this particular juncture.
He said the new Biden plans will cause the U.S. to take on too much debt. U.S. jobless claims have dropped to a pre-pandemic low of 553,000 for the week. 16.5 million Americans are still getting benefits under various programs. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
How lucky can one guy be? I kiss her.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Let me just bring him on. I have so much fun when he's on, and I hate just wasted time. You guys have been listening for a while. You know, just head to the website, therealside.com. Anything you want to know about me is up there. You can sign up for the email blast. You can sign up for the text alerts, right? Simply texting TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. Zoe, I am sure you were riveted to your couch or TV set or whatever last night when Bumbling Joe was out there trying to explain how he was going to spend another $6 trillion of your money and it was going to help you.
Man, don't you tell them stories about me. I was not riveted my television set. I was here in my studio playing some rock and roll, man. I got better things to do than listen to that nut.
It was, you know, I got one of those little watches on, right? And it's supposed to do your blood pressure, and I've been just playing around with it and doing your heart rate like every hour on the hour. And I said last night, I should have put it on and left it on continuously just to see at what point I should have gone to the hospital because he was making me so crazy, you know?
So wait a minute. Did I hear wrong? Because you had let me know, man, it's like, it seems like 500,000.
He said, he did one of these things again where he said, like, we lost like 500,000 people to COVID. Uh-huh. I'm thinking.
That doesn't sound like money well spent, man. It was like, wasn't there already like $1 trillion or something? I know he thinks it's a gift or something like that, but no, didn't you already charge America like $1 trillion to get branded? and now we're going to do this again. Something don't seem right, Joe.
But it's how they do it, right? They throw money at it. They continually throw, look at education. We keep going down. We keep becoming among the worst countries on the planet when it comes to education. But what are we going to do? He's going to throw, you know, what was it, $800 and some odd billion to beef up education. Wait a minute. What exactly? Are you talking about salaries? Because if you're talking about salaries, it's not going to help. You have to change what you're doing. Mm-hmm. Unions want more money for salaries. That's what it comes out to.
And unions, man, it's like a proof that you just can't keep throwing money at this problem, man, because if America's supposed to be getting smarter, then I don't know how it is it became president, you know, that he became president. That's not proof that the country's become smarter. Maybe smarter at doing things crooked, which is a real big waste of energy, man. So you're going to put in energy. Why don't you just do things honestly? But the fact that we got this dude.
You live in Disneyland, don't you?
I guess so, man. Happiest place on earth going up in here, man. I'm telling you, roller coasters and flipping cotton candy.
Wow. You know, I tell you again, I go back to the same thing all the time. They're doing exactly what they're saying that we're doing. And if you listen to that speech last night, other than the fact that he's half dead when he's standing there, it was a rah-rah speech. You know, we're going to come out of this. And, you know, he was handed such a bad economy. He was handed a nightmare of a pandemic. They didn't even have, the vaccine wasn't ready. Not only did we do 100,000, we did 200,000. And I'm screaming over here going, hey, Maroney, this stuff was ready to go. The patent, the patents were in place. They were pushing this out and getting it ready to go. Where you were actually getting it in November. So, you know, it wasn't like you stepped in on the 20th of January, like your predecessor before you. You know, the clouds parted and God descended and said, this is my man, and here you go. Here's your vaccine. I mean, it's not how it happened. It's just amazing.
Not at all, man. And that's Democrats for you, man. They poison the water, you know, and then go cue somebody else of poisoning it and then coming through the back door with their lab coat on saying that we can fix it. That's just what they do, man.
Yes. Yeah. They set the fire on the front end. They come back on the back end with a hose. Right.
Yeah.
No, you're exactly right. All right. Let me discuss some of the wonderful things that our Christian brothers and sisters are into again. So I sent you an article. And it's a conversation you and I have or talk about on a regular basis, which is, what do you really believe? You know, as a Christian, you guys go to church every Sunday, you love worshiping, you tell me every song that was played, but you can't tell me what the sermon was about. What truly is church all about for you? And I was joking with Zoe before we came on, and I said, you know, 80% of Americans claim that they're either Christian or they believe in a God, a higher power, God, whatever. And here you go. The Christians, according to that recent survey, Christians believe that you can use tarot cards. Yeah, I don't know what they are. I mean, I know what they are, but I don't even know what to call them. But you can use the cards, and they turn to those cards to guide them through their life. Apparently, God's too busy for them. What do you say, Joe?
I guess they miss it. Okay, guide them through life, huh? I guess they missed that part where the Lord says, I am the way. I mean, I don't know. I'm all the guiding light that you really need. Somehow these cards, because people, I guess they start turning to these cards, you know, looking for some sort of fulfillment or some sort of spiritual meaning, you know, in the midst of COVID and all that sort of stuff. I noticed that them tarot cards didn't tell anybody that this COVID thing was going to be coming or anything like that. That wasn't predicted in them cards. The word told us, you know, to how to avoid things like this and tells us how to deal with it. But I don't know what the tarot cards do. But the lack of fulfillment that they're getting out of actually knowing the Lord for who he says he is, man, who says he's the way, he's the truth, he's the light. And his name is also Al Shaddai, meaning the sufficient one. But I guess they don't see the sufficiency in that either. So they go into these cards. Don't make sense.
No, you know what? They're not friends, but I've heard Christians talk about, going to spiritualists or going to palm readers and all this other stuff. And, you know, some of them were even, the psychic network, right? Remember that psychic that they had ads all the time?
Still do.
Do they really? I mean, it was Dionne, was it Dionne Warwick? Right, she's selling at the front end. And again, I don't mean this as a joke, like funny ha-ha, but think about something. If you're so stupid that you spend $3 a minute for them to tell you what's coming up in your future, and the head of that network, Dionne Warwick, lost her home in an earthquake. What did she underpay the psychics? Was there like a mental a block for that? If you worked for her, would you have said, hey, Dionne, move out of your house, like, because it's gone next week? You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, the irony, man, it's a thick one, man. It's definitely...
Sorry.
No, it's all good. But, you know, they still got those psychic, you know, I don't know if it's a psychic network channel, phone service itself, but they still got them psychics that be on there, man. And, it's...
listen, I'm going to get so much trouble for this, and I got to say, I've got to get it out of my head. They always have these little cute, hoppy-boppy blonde girls like that. Now, I called and she told me all about my next boyfriend, and she told me what I was doing, right? And then what do they do? They shoot to LaQuisha, right? With the big nails, right? And she's got all the jewelry on and got the globe thing in front of her. And, you know, yes, every time I talk to somebody, you know, I get it right 99.9% of the time. And we're here to help you, too, just for $7.50 a minute.
Yeah, that's, how come it's okay for them to pass around a collection plate? Did you go ahead? It's like, you know, you don't pay this money, and it's like you can pay these money to people to lie to you. There's no stigma attached to that. No, none. You know, people, it's like they're cool with that. But, you know, in the church, man, they pass around a collection plate. All they're trying to do is they're just trying to get
right?
Like,
right?
Which some of them are. Which some of them are. But
you and I talked about this before. It's like, people, if you'd like to sit in a hot church, you know, maybe they can give you some old papers they picked up so you can fan yourself while you're in the church. Maybe you can bring a candle with you or a flashlight so you can actually. I mean, somebody's got to pay for the electricity. Somebody's got to pay for the AC. Somebody's, you know, some of you like to eat when you go there. You're going to have some chicken and stuff. I mean, you know, what do you think? You walk down to you go to the electric company and say, hey, here's my bill, and God's going to take care of this. You'll be blessed later on. There's no check here, you know. Right. Are we really that ignorant?
I guess the preacher has to be like, instead of passing around a collection plate, he's just, you know, walking out with his hand out saying, cross my palm, you know, because, you know, you got to get the lingual shape because, you know, that's new age and stuff like that. Cause that's what they'd be like, cross my palm with silver or something like that. And then they're happy to go ahead and pay the, ooh, this seems so cultural and spiritual and stuff like that. Yes, I will cross your palm with, you know, whichever, man. So we're just doing it wrong in the church. You got to get the language straight when you want that money.
Well, you want a holy handshake. Isn't that what they call it?
Yes, yeah, so there you go.
Right. So, no, but sincerely, it's really funny how Christians, they'll go buy, see, you got me started, dude, you poked me. They'll go buy a $600, at the cheap end, an iPhone, right? Where you got kids that are working for $12 a week in China, to make that phone for you. You know you're feeding heathens at the other end, the guys that own Apple, and you're mad because the pastor wants some money to put the lights on. There's something wrong with what's going on between the ears.
Priorities are definitely, you know, they're twisted up, man. But yeah, this lack of fulfillment that they're getting out of the word is really sad. They just don't know. They're not knowing him.
Yeah, but we become an instant society. Is that why we want the psychic network over waiting on the Lord?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We'll talk about that on the other side. Maybe is there an instant church, like a McDonald's kind of church? Anyway, Joe Messina, we'll be back in a little bit. Don't go far. No, it's kind of true.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
Yeah, I'm going to leave Mike Hunter in the break. I think we had a better conversation. Best conversation during the break. Joe Lucchini, your host. This is Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me get back at it because we're having such a great, great conversation. Alfonso Rachel joins me as he does every week. He is the host of his Opium Den Anti-Funny Duddy Bible Study and the Zoloft. And you can buy his music. You know, I got to like be an old-time language in Italian languages. I got to be a scotch with you. I keep telling you, send me some of your music. I'm not going to go get it. You send me something that I can play as bumper, you know, coming in and out for your segments with me. But, you know, I don't know what you're going to hear first, the music or Jesus. The great thing going. You know what I'm saying?
That'd be awesome if he came in while it was bumping me, because you know he's got that in his iPod.
In the middle, you know, yeah, there you
that's
go.
His workout music.
Yeah. Thanks for playing the music, Joe. Hey, it ain't me.
Yeah.
But how do people find, tell people how to find you, your music and your show and that kind of thing.
Thanks, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com, and my music project, 20 Pound Sledge, is there. It's agro gospel. You come and rock, you know, that salt and light rock and roll with us. And I got my audiobooks, like Solid Right Cross, my shows, The Zopium Den, The Zoloft. So hope you guys come check us out.
Now, you know, we have a, I'd love to ask the audience, but we have a delay of quite a bit for the chat room. And, you know, we were talking about this before, you know, instant results. We have created decades, you know, our grandparents or our parents, actually, and our grandparents, they knew how to work for things, right? They didn't have a credit card mentality. I'm going to save for this, I'm going to save for that. And they knew it was going to take a little time to pull that together. Some of them raised us to believe, well, you know, using a credit card ain't so bad, and get a loan on a card ain't so bad, and you know, this kind of stuff where we get it now. Just think, you can get it now, and you could pay for it for 240 years, but you can at least have it right now. And sometimes I feel the same way. You talk about those people who go for tarot cards or tarot cards, and they do all this stuff. It's because God ain't moving fast enough for them.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it's kind of like, not that they don't love God, not that they don't really truly love God, they just don't know, like a child who can't wait on their parent. They don't seem to be able to wait. You agree?
Yeah, that's a good analogy, man. I think with God, it might be just a little bit different, though, man. It's like we were talking about, like, you know, with Adam and Eve, they couldn't wait. You know, they couldn't go through the right channels, man, to be able to get the power to be like God, even though God had already created them in his image. Like, man, you like me enough, trust me, right? You're quite enough like me. And then right after that, here comes, you know, Cain and Abel. Cain is like, hey, man, I'm going to do this my way, and this should be sufficient for you. I don't want to, whatever instant reward I want to get, I want to go ahead and get it. Here's my fruit, you know, enjoy. You know, I was like, man, that ain't going to cut it. You know, so we've always had this instance of, you know, how we're going to be. And you know, with the tarot cards, you know, people looking for this instant gratification or like some sort of fulfillment or some sort of contentment and stuff like that. And, you know, they're willing to do the work, I guess, to get the money to go pay for this, you know, fulfillment that they want. It's like, man, the Lord offered himself up for free. And it's only going to cost you what? Some patience, some trust. You know, you don't put your trust in some cards. You know, in some
be swearing on this show, trust. What are you talking about?
I know, the T right? word, right? Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that's a bad four-letter word. Let me count that really quick, T-R. yeah, trust.
No, but you're right. It is. It's kind of like, again, we've been so conditioned in certain ways to trust or not trust to get it now. There's no reason why you can't have it now. You know, again, being of the Italian persuasion, you know, I can go to an Italian restaurant and have it now, but it sure ain't as good as making it at home and taking my time and using fresh ingredients and all that. And I think it's the same thing with God. You know, again, I haven't reached perfection yet. So, you know, I sit there and go, God, my clock, the watch, you know, my hair's getting grayer here. What are we doing? And
is that why the pasta is al dente, man? Y'all couldn't wait for it to just get fully cooked? I can't wait. Give me that pasta right now. I want to look.
That's it.
Give it to me a little crunchy.
I want to suck it through my teeth. You know what I'm saying? I can't stand that kind of. But we're it's almost like we've become a society. Things are so instant. Look at communication. You ain't got to wait for the guy or the horse to show up anymore with your letters. You and I can text each other in virtually nanoseconds, right? I hit send and you got it. And you respond just as quick. So I'm always amazed at that, you know?
And, yeah, I think, and the sad part, I've even caught myself coming crying, Joe, my computer's not moving fast enough. it's behind, man. These are slow nanoseconds, you know? So, yeah.
Well, even churches nowadays, I mean, and I don't want to put them down for doing this, but, you know, this church is to have satellite churches where one pastor, you know, he's feeding four other churches. In the old days, I'm going to say it, in the old days, you know, you had traveling pastors. Remember, the pastor would only be at the church like once a month or something like that because they were way out in Tooleyville somewhere. So if you can use these tools in a proper and positive way. You know, I don't want to wait a month to hear the word, or I don't want to wait a month, you know, for the pastor to come by. But also, if we don't check ourselves, it can also be used in very bad ways. And
definitely.
Yeah, well, and I want to come back around to the big churches because this conversation, or this comes up more so than not. And last week when you and I talked, the next day I got some emails, and I said, look, you cannot broad brush. There are a lot of big churches, evangelical on television pastors, if you would. And if you find a dozen or a half a dozen or even 20 of them that are not using the money right, not using their positions right, you can't paint them all as being bad and nasty and hateful, because there are big churches out there. There are names of some of these people. They are spending money in the right place. They are doing what they can do to bring people to the Lord, and not the glory to themselves, but bring people to the Lord. So I always find it interesting that we spend so much time putting other people down. Well, what's your church doing? What are you doing? You know, instead of instead of saying your church of 100 people, you're not giving. I ain't giving my pastor no money because I don't know what are you doing with it. And I see these guys on TV and they got 5 mansions. I ain't giving him no money. Your pastor is driving around a car. He's got duct tape on. Are you for real? So not all big churches are bad, I guess is what I'm getting at.
No, and you know the Word of God says, you know, that love, trust, man, it is love, trust, it, and it has, you know, it has these redeeming qualities to it, and the one to focus in on is going to be trust. And you know, you can't be, you know, the Lord doesn't send you like this spirit of fear where you can't trust for you. And if a person is given over to that, that in itself is a show of loving your money, where it's like you start looking for excuses to not part with it. No, I don't want to give money to the church. They're doing this and they're doing that. And then you try to look evidence for that so you can keep that money in your own pocket and you don't want to make this sacrifice, right? And it's like, you know, just like, you know, you were saying earlier, man, it's this, that money pays for things, you know, like the lights, you know, the, probably the mortgage on the building, you know, and stuff like that. The staff, you know, there's stuff that needs to be paid for. But, you know, when people want to be given over to their desire to keep their money, they'll be given over to, you know, not trusting people and make up excuses to go ahead and keep that money themselves.
Yeah, we look for that. I mean, you know, I tell people, you know, tithing, in my opinion, from a biblical standpoint, I believe that tithing is mandatory. Tithing is mandatory, you know. I mean, I look at things like it's all God's money anyhow. Every nickel belongs to God. And, you know, he's allowing me to keep 90% of it. I mean, really? Seriously? And he asked me to give 10% to the church. And I have, see, now, between you and me, you know why it's 10%? Because he knew none of us would know math by the time we got to the year 2000. And 10% is really easy. I mean, 10%, you cut off 10% of anything, it's really, really, really simple. But,
yeah. I talked about that in my audiobook, Weapon of Ancestor Destruction. It's like, hey, God makes it, there's no excuse. He makes it very simple for you to, it makes it very easy to budget when you really get down to it. Because in order to get 10%, you got to know how much you got coming in. You got to know how much you got going out. It makes you look at your finances.
You know, I got to tell you, there's times in my life where, you know, again, you're not giving just to receive. That's not the reason you give. I know the church, to your point earlier, and we talked about it, I want to be cool in the summer. I want to be warm in the winter. I want lights on there. I want my big cushy backside to be on a big cushy chair when I'm in church, okay? I'm okay with all of that. And somebody's got to pay for that. Mm-hmm. So all that stuff is fine by me, and I give for those reasons. And I try to do it. You know, I try. I probably could do a better job, but you know, we try to do it every time we remember to do it. And should do it because we don't get paid regularly in this kind of business, as you know. But people have this stigma, and it's not that, you know. What do you hear mostly from your Christian friends when it comes to money? Right? Hey, Zoe, don't you know that money is the root of all evil? Not quite. That's the Reader's Digest version.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Not loving it. Loving it is the problem. Loving it is the problem. You know, it's like, let's not get it twisted. Like, folks need to understand, man, the message is free. Delivering it's not. You know, and so when people get caught up, you know, with the money end of it, you know, but they always got, you know, it's like they don't have a problem with other people wanting money for these things and stuff like that. But when it comes to, like, hey, you know, delivering the truth, I guess there's something. And the thing is, Paul talks in length about this. Man, it's like, hey, you do know that we have a right to make a living, right? Paul's, it's like flat out, man, we have a right to make a living. You know, it's nothing wrong with it. There's no shame in it. You know, but just make sure you're just honest about it. That's all.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Look, I always tell when we do these business things, I kept saying, look, a deal, from a Christian standpoint, a deal is good for both people. Okay? Mm-hmm. Can you sign that contract in all good conscience if Jesus was standing right next to you? Would you sign that contract? Or would you be looking at him and go, well, Lord, I know this thing don't say really what I want it to say, but you know my heart's at, right? No. You've got to be able to sign that contract, right? Am I wrong?
You know? I like that. You know where my heart's at, Jesus.
Yeah, right. Yeah. It's in the toilet is where it is. But anyway, tell people where to get your music.
Thanks, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com, and they can check out 20 Pound Sleds, Zophium Den, the Zoloft.
All that kind of stuff. All right, guys, back next hour. We're going to talk a little about health and freedom and a new movement that's going across the country. We'll be back in